This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of us are returning home today from a long Memorial Day holiday weekend. The AAA says more than 42 million of us have been traveling. For many military families, this is a somber day of remembrance. Today in Georgia, a family will bury an 18-year-old soldier awarded the Medal of Honor after he went missing in battle in the Korean War.
Army Private First Class Luther Herschel Story was awarded the Medal of Honor after on September 1st, 1950, the wounded 18-year-old stayed behind to cover his fellow soldiers when they made a desperate retreat as North Korean troops closed in around them. Story's resting place long remained a mystery until the U.S. military revealed in April that lab tests of bones of an unidentified American soldier recovered from Korea in October 1950 matched DNA from Story's closest living relative. I'm Donna Warder.
Some conservatives are concerned about the new debt limit deal worked out between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. They fear it doesn't cut future deficits enough. Some Democrats worry about proposed changes to work requirements and programs like food stamps. But it's up to Congress to decide. The deadline when the government runs out of money to pay all its bills is now listed as June 5th. House Speaker McCarthy.
It's not 100% what everybody wants, but when you look, the country is going to be stronger. This is going to be transformational, where Congress is literally going to vote to spend less money this year than we spent last year.
President Biden.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
Several people have now been rescued in Davenport, Iowa, after a building collapsed. Still unclear how many people, if any, are missing. Rescuers were called to the scene yesterday. China says it plans to put astronauts on the moon before 2030. This is AP News. A big city in this country is sinking, according to a new study, and parts of it eventually will be underwater. The AP's Julie Walker is in that city.
New York City is slowly sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers and other structures built on top of it. As rising oceans threaten New York City, a study from the U.S. Geological Survey documents another risk: the loose soil, like artificial fill.
That was put in to enhance some of the land areas, and that can sink just under its own weight because it's so poorly consolidated. And if you build on that, of course, that exacerbates it.
Lead researcher Tom Parsons also says parts of the city will eventually be underwater.
It's inevitable. The ground's going down, the water's coming up. At some point, those two levels will meet, but I just am not able to give you a date.
The research team calculated the more than 1 million buildings spread across the city's five boroughs add up to about 1.7 trillion tons. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.